This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Let's talk about getting out and about. The UK has some amazing places to go and enjoy a good view, but what if your job was to show groups of people a view that you couldn't even see yourself?
Hello, my name's Chris Cardwell, and I live in Southwold in Suffolk, and we're on the coast about halfway between Lowestoft to the north and Aldeburgh to the south. I've been a member of RNIB for some years now. I'm severely sight impaired, have lost all the vision in one eye, and I've got about 10% remaining in the other. And I'm a volunteer guide at Southwold Lighthouse. The lighthouse in Southwold is still operational, and it's managed by the Corporation of Trinity House. And we invite visitors to go and view the lighthouse and ascend the tower. And we have about 7,000 people each year who come, normally whilst they're on holiday, in order to do that. What happens is that we form visitors into groups and take them up the lighthouse. They have a look at the mechanisms and the optics and the lamps and have absolutely glorious views of Southwold from the top. The tower itself is 101 foot high. There's 113 steps from the bottom up to the top. So going up there is not for everybody, but those who are fit enough and tall enough, because there's a height restriction, actually have a really splendid visit. They learn much more about the history of lighthouses and the one in Southwold in particular, and actually get a good view of the town that it's impossible to achieve from anywhere else. Not having vision is a bit of a challenge, but not really a problem. I think the biggest obstacle is the necessity to try and follow what the group are doing when you can't see them clearly, and actually describing to them objects and vistas that you can't actually see, but with a very good memory and a bit of imagination, it's possible to overcome that. What I do find is that children in particular are intensely curious, and they do ask me about my vision because I normally wear an eye patch to cover the eye that doesn't function. And a lot of the kids have only ever seen eye patches on pirates. So one of the common questions I get asked is, are you a pirate? And I have to explain that no, I'm not. But their curiosity is quite delightful. And once it's explained, the majority of them are immediately accepting, and it's not a problem. I find that being a guide is really satisfying. First of all, it's an intellectual challenge, because before I started doing this 3 years ago, I didn't know the first thing about lighthouses. And secondly, it keeps me fit. Going up and down 113 steps several times a day, pretty good for you. And what I did find is that when we had a visitor who was severely sight impaired a few months ago, where she wouldn't really have gained much from going up to the top and just walking down again, I sat at the base of the tower with her and had to use a considerable amount of imagination to take her on a virtual tour whilst we remain seated, to give her an indication of what was there and how it appeared. And That was quite hard to do, but intensely rewarding. She enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it as well. If anyone is interested in visiting the lighthouse, it's not open each and every day. We open up at Easter, and the end of the season is in late September or early October. But when we are open, we tend to run tours both in the morning and the afternoon. And if people would like to check on when we're open and admission prices and other facilities in Southwold and where they can park, etc., then they can go to the Trinity House website, and that will tell you much more about Southwold Lighthouse. If anyone can't visit, but they'd like to know more, then I've just written a guide to the lighthouse, which will be on sale at the lighthouse itself, or if they can't visit it, at Southwold Museum, and they can obtain further information and order it by email or post if they wish, by going on to the southwoldmuseum.org website, and they can obtain it from there.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.